This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Well, I have been counting down the days because one of the leading authorities on cannabis is with us today, Ed Rosenthal, and he has a brand new book, Cannabis Growers Handbook. But before we get to the book, I just have to share with everyone that Ed is one of the leading cannabis horticultural expert educators. He is a legalization activist, one of the co-founders of High Times magazine. That magazine. He is an author and editor of more than a dozen books on marijuana cultivation and social policy, including his latest, Cannabis Growers Handbook. He's been a leading advocate, a leading voice in the legalization of all uses of marijuana for 50 years. 50 years! And Ed Rosenthal, you are here for the full... So much to talk about. You have been educating us about the benefits of this plant for decades, You've been one of the leading pioneers. And so when was it that you realized that this was more than just getting high? When did you realize that this plant had so much more to offer?
Well, on a personal level, when I first met marijuana, I realized that it was an ally and that it was something that was going to be helpful to me for the rest of my life, helpful to me. And it turned out to be it was perhaps my best friend for the past 50 years. So I've had a longer relationship than I've had with my wife.
So I just want you to know that we need to become educated, because early on in my journey with this plant, which goes back a lot of years, I realized that when I started to become educated, I realized that this is not just a plant. This was a plant that had ancient history. So give us a rundown, because I've heard that King Solomon used this plant in ceremonial at the temples. We go back in ancient Asia that it was used in ceremonies. Go back and give us a real history of this plant, please, and how we got to the point where people wanted it to become illegal. So if you can take us back in time, Ed Rosenthal.
Well, to begin with, humans probably discovered cannabis as a seed, and that is that in the fall, it produces seed that can be used as a grain or as a porridge or prepared in other ways. And it was a very easy plant to harvest. And also, because of some of its qualities, it was an easy plant to grow and to breed. And that's because unlike most plants, it has separate male and female plants, so it's easy to separate the sexes, and then when you can do that, you can do controlled breeding. So it was probably one of the first plants that was actually cultivated by humans, and they carried it with them wherever they go. So the plants evolved originally along the Himalayan plateau in the Himalayan Himalayan foothills. And it's an area the Hindu Kush Valley stretches for more than 1,000 miles. And that's where the plant originated. So if where the plant is outside of that area in Asia, that it's been transported by humans. And it's probably the plant that's most cultivated by individuals. For instance, very few people, take wheat. Very few people actually cultivate wheat. It's done by farmers. But with cannabis, you have an industrial process and industrial growing, but you also have individuals growing it and individuals breeding it. It's probably the most classically bred plant, and it's still being bred by people who use it. And so the reason why people started, my opinion about the reason why people started trying to make it illegal, or government officials, well, the first thing is that, politicians, I think that a lot of people are politicians because they either want friends or they want power. And, a lot of politicians, I feel, are deficient psychologically. And so when they go mirror, mirror on the wall, who's most popular of them all, they realize that a plant is more popular than they are. And this plant helps people think outside the box. And that's something that politicians don't like, because they want to control people. And so it's a plant, it's sort of an anarchic plant. And politicians just didn't like it. So they wanted to make it illegal so that people wouldn't have more of an independent thought process. And the plant, the United States, if you look at the last 50 years, the U.S. hasn't won a war. It lost in Vietnam. It lost in Afghanistan. It created a terroristic network all over the world. And this is just another war that the U.S. has lost. And it was a useless war. Ruined the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. Cost the country millions, billions of dollars, perhaps trillions of dollars in enforcement that wasn't required, putting people in jail, breaking up people's lives, stopping people from having a education in some cases, ruining people's careers. And the police liked it because it was an easy arrest, very little violence involved in arresting marijuana people as compared with, let's say, people using cocaine or bank robbers or something. So they had this easy arrest, and they could move up the police ladder or the criminal justice ladder, and at the cost of ruining, as I said, hundreds of thousands of people's lives. Just unconscionable for the U.S. to have done that. So the other thing about cannabis,
what makes this what makes this such a sad story is that there are still people incarcerated decades later for something that is so stupid and silly. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk a little bit more about where the industry, the state of the industry. We have so much. He's here for the full hour. The legend himself, Ed Rosenthal. EdRosenthal.com is his website. Cannabis Growers Handbook is his brand new. It's an unbelievable guide. We'll talk about sustainability. We'll talk about so much more. This is really a treat to have visionary Ed Rosenthal with us today on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Because we are being educated. This is this Growers Cannabis Growers Handbook is the complete guide to marijuana and hemp cultivation. And as a botanist and a man that knows it all and starting High Times, we'll get into all of the stories in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. He is with us, Ed Rosenthal, the leading cannabis horticultural expert, educator, legalization activist, one of the co-founders of High Times magazine, an author and editor of more than a dozen books on cultivation, social policy. The newest book is in front of me. It's almost like an encyclopedia. It's called Cannabis Growers Handbook. And Ed Rosenthal, what a pleasure. Welcome back. I want to talk about the dichotomy going on in this industry, because this industry, as you know, has become very lucrative for many. And yet, there are people still in jail, still in our prison systems, caught up. Whether they didn't have money, they didn't have the right representation, they fell through the crack, whatever it might be. They're doing time for possession of cannabis. This is the most insane thing I have ever heard. And I think it's so unfair.
So,
tell us, go ahead.
The reality is, you know, that cannabis you can't classify it. Let's go back. You can't classify cannabis the same way that you classify addictive drugs like heroin, cocaine, and opiates, and other opiates. And I could say that the main difference between cannabis and all of those drugs like that is this, that if you ask a user, somebody who is actually using it, do you think that this drug has been good for you? Well, if you speak with a heroin user or somebody who's addicted to methamphetamine, they'll tell you, don't get into this. This is like, this ruined my life. It's made me dysfunctional. Look at where I am as compared with what I could have been. But when you ask a marijuana user whether they feel that using marijuana has been good for them, almost all marijuana users will say that it has benefited their life, that it has enhanced their life and made it maybe even a more creative and happier time. And, you know, we're the self-perception of what they're doing and of what people are doing and their attitude towards whether it's beneficial in their life is very telling, because patients have a better prognosis. For instance, patients have a better prognosis of their outcomes than doctors do, and people know in what's good for them. And to have the state try and tell them that marijuana isn't good for them, when people experiencing it know that it was good for them, what it did was it's one of the things that has made people disrespect governments and made people feel that government isn't serving them. And this war on people, you know, it's not a war on marijuana. It was a war on our own people, on our own youth, minorities, anybody who was susceptible to it. And it cost the government so many trillions of dollars that we could have sent everybody to college, all students to college, for the cost of enforcing marijuana laws. And people, the most terrible part of it is that while some people are becoming billionaires from marijuana or becoming very rich from it, and there's all kinds of enterprise and businesses starting up all over the country, there are still 40,000 people in jail right now on long-term jail sentences for marijuana, which is totally outrageous, that people should be in prison for something that other people are profiting from. There's no other word for it but outrageous. It's unfair, and it affects minorities more. It affects youth. And I think that some police officers actually got a thrill out of ruining people's lives. Actually, that has been a problem, that we And I don't want to get into policing too much, but I think all police officers should be tested for PTSD and for racial hatred and other negativity that makes them incapable of being good police officers. He should be removed.
Yes, I think very well said.
And marijuana has been, they've used marijuana as a tool to ruin people's lives. I've met cops who actually get a pleasure, who actually got a pleasure out of it. I had the pleasure of forcing one into retirement. The fellow's name was Charlie Stoll, and he was the head narcotics officer for the state of California, and he testified all over the place. And a lawyer friend of mine and I, the lawyer is Bill Logan, he lives in Three Rivers, California, we followed Charlie Stoll, and he got a hold of his testimony and all of his lies, and then started confronting him at trial. There was one last trial where the judge said, well, I'll let him testify, but all this information will go to the quality of his testimony. And Charlie said to me, I got past you this time, Ed. And I looked at him and I gave him a fish eye and said to him, this is the last time, Charlie. We're going to get you. Next week he retired.
Wow.
And that ended. That changed California policy even before legalization. When he retired.
What a great story. So many great stories. Ed Rosenthal, the legend, is with us today. He advanced cannabis legalization for 5 decades. He's the leading authority on cannabis. His new book is out. It's called Cannabis Growers Handbook. He also has the Cannabis Users Bill of Rights. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The tomato model. I love this tomato model that you've included in the book. The book is just absolutely fabulous, an unbelievable book. It's all in this book, and the most extreme information that you could ever want. And Steve D'Angelo did the preface, and Tommy Chong did the foreword, and it's just a tremendous, tremendous information. We will be back. And edrosenthal.com is the website, isn't it, Ed?
Yes, it is.
We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. Such an important historical perspective from the man that knows everything there is to know about this plant. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. We'll be back with this legend in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And And welcome back, Ed Rosenthal. And those of you that listen to this program know that I very rarely do a full hour, but we needed an hour with the leading cannabis horticultural expert, educator, legalization activist, one of the co-founders of High Times magazine, an author and editor of more than a dozen books. He is the man who has advanced legalization for five decades. He's the leading authority on cannabis. He's with us today. The book is called Cannabis Growers Handbook. It's brand new. It's an encyclopedia. It's easy to read. Tons of information. Tons and tons of information. We have so much to talk about. I want you to, if you wouldn't mind, just telling us how did... Because my early days were in publishing as well. I've been in media most of my life. And so I worked at the Boston Phoenix newspaper. Not easy to start a newspaper. Tell us how High Times came about, Ed.
High Times was a project of the Yippies. And the three people who started it were a fellow by the name of Ron Wickey, who dropped out and sort of got into in the computers and the internet as a living, and then Tom Forsad. And Tom Forsad was a larger-than-life character who came from Arizona, and then when we got to New York, we got to New York and started being involved with the Yippies. And even though the Yippies were very activist, it was also a very intellectual kind of that was steeped in political philosophy. And at one point, we realized that there were enough people using marijuana, and there were enough companies who might want to reach those people. And that would be the advertising section, or that would account for the advertising. And so we decided to start a magazine about cannabis. And as soon as we started it, it got immediate reception and just grew. And so that was the start of it.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Gosh, I love that story. You have something in the new book. There's so much in this new book. It's just an amazing book. It's called Cannabis Growers Handbook. You have something called the tomato model. Explain to us the tomato model.
Well, the tomato model is this, that, you know, if you look at the market, if you look at how the market and how tomatoes are grown and distributed, there are people and organizations at all levels that are doing it. There are international corporations involved in tomato packing, national corporations, regional farmers, local farmers, and it gets down to somebody who's growing tomatoes in their backyard and is selling them either to a restaurant or to neighbors or at a farmer's market occasionally. And there are all these different levels of production and of industrialization that go from hand picking to machine picking and big industrial corporations. But in the United States, more tomatoes are grown by home gardeners than all of the corporate and businesses, whether they're farms or the corporations, but more tomatoes are grown by home growers than grown by businesses. And that's very important because it gives people the freedom to grow their own. And my wife and I, during the summer, we grow so many tomatoes that we make tomato sauce from it that we use all year round. We freeze it and use it all year round. So it doesn't take a lot of space like as cannabis, tomatoes don't necessarily take a lot of space, so you might grow some tomatoes. But the important part of this is home cultivation, that people have the right to grow their own. And that's an essential part of legalizing. And you could and there's only one state where cannabis is allowed but is not allowed to be grown by individuals, and that's the state of Washington. And that really has to change so that people have the right to grow their own cannabis. And that right should never be abridged, because it also keeps prices down, because if profit making organizations realize that they're competing against people growing their own, they have to keep the prices down to stop people from just saying, the heck with all of these corporations, I'll grow my own. And you know what? I have to warn you about growing your own. You know, using marijuana isn't habit forming. I mean, you might like to do it a lot, but if you stop doing it, you're not going to go through any kind of withdrawal the way you would with addictive drugs. So.
And by the way, my early jobs in life, I was an alcoholism counselor, and you can die from the withdrawal of alcohol. Many people do not know that, but that is true. You go into DTs and you need alcohol in order to survive. So there's a lot of misinformation and myths, but you're absolutely correct. Go ahead.
So as long as people have the right to grow their own, the corporations can do whatever they want, or they do whatever they want, but you protect yourself when you grow your own. You know the quality of the material, you know what went into it, and you know that it's safe and has not been adulterated in that way. So,
yes.
And I'm not knocking commercial cannabis. Not everybody can grow their wants to grow their own.
Right.
But use.
Hey, we're coming up to a break. We're coming up to a break, but I just wanted to tell everybody that the book is out now. The book is available wherever books are sold. It is called Cannabis Growers Handbook by Ed Rosenthal. Ed, your website is just edrosenthal.com. He is truly one of the leading authorities on cannabis. This book is filled with everything. When we come back from break, let's talk a little bit about the endocannabinoid system, because this system is extraordinary, and people may not realize the power of how our body really and truly needs this plant in all forms, and even CBD, the cannabinoids, is so important for our pets, for some of our dogs that are elderly and having issues with behavior and repeating all kinds of habits. So this is really a miraculous plant on so many ways. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Ed Rosenthal is our guest today. Cannabis Growers Handbook. You want to pick this up. It's extraordinary. And we'll talk a little bit more about growing and all of that. And Ed will be with us our remaining moments. Stay tuned to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And once again, we bring back Ed Rosenthal. What an hour this has been. We could have done several hours, and I hope to get him back again because the new book, Cannabis Growers Handbook, he has just been such an inspiration, such a role model for all of us because he goes where no one else has gone in this industry. He has truly led the parade, truly, for 50 years. 50 years as a botanical expert and horticultural educator and legalization activist and co-founder of High Times magazine and author of so many books. But you are passionate about educating people about this miraculous plant. We never even got into the sustainability piece, but let's talk about the Cannabis Users Bill of Rights. What are the Bill of Rights, please?
Well, I'll go through it. It's just a few things. Been talking about this for a number of years. It was in my previous book, Marijuana Growers Handbook, and we've adapted it to changes in that have been going on. And well, the first part of the Bill of Rights says adults shall not be prohibited from growing or possessing cannabis, and that's number one. So there should be no laws that stop adults from using it or from growing it or processing it. And then that people should have the right to grow their own. And so no matter what prices are, if you can grow your own, you're out of that market. And that gives you a tremendous freedom because the cost of growing it is much, much lower than the cost of purchasing it. So this, by allowing people to grow their own, it evens things out a lot. And there's no reason that poor people or people who can't afford the high price of cannabis shouldn't be allowed to use it. And the only way to get it would be as a gift or growing their own. And then the next is laws regulating commercial cannabis should be fair, open, regulated for health and for consumer protection. So that means that all cannabis that's sold should be tested for health. That's one thing. And what that also entails is that no matter what the price of cannabis, if you grow your own, you can have it. And then laws regulating commercial cannabis markets, as I said, should be fair and open. And for instance, in Oklahoma, if you wanted to start a cannabis business, you need it's an application of $2,500, and all you have to do is show that you have a lease in a zoned area where it's allowed to be grown. That's very fair because it makes it pretty easy to enter the market as compared with Nevada, where it's $50,000 just to apply for a license.
Isn't that insane? Yes.
So that's crazy. That means only rich people can grow cannabis commercially. So if you're a poor person in Nevada, it would be very difficult for you to enter the market. So that those kinds of laws that stop people from entering or exiting the market easily, they should not. Those laws should be removed. Then the next thing is that a medical use designation shall be determined by patients in consultation with their doctor without interference from the government. So that means that the government should not be allowed to prescribe which diseases marijuana can be used for. And in some states that only have a medical, they have a very limited use medically, whereas we know that cannabis can affect people positively who have many diseases Then the next thing is cannabis users shall not be discriminated against. So just because you use cannabis, it's no reason why it should not be a reason for conditions of employment. So,
yes.
For instance, so Amazon just changed its policy. So now, if you know, there are certain prescriptions for where people shouldn't be high while they're working, when they're driving, or something like that. But other than that, Amazon is not discriminating any longer against people who use cannabis, and that should not be, you know, when they give drug tests, that should not be part. Cannabis should not be tested for as a condition of employment.
So, as we're finishing up with you today, this is so critical. There's so much information in this book. The book is called Cannabis Growers Handbook. And at your website, you have a newsletter, you have the website, you have all kinds of things going on at that site. People should check it out. It's just your name, edrosenthal.com. Please come back again because this has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful information coming at us from one of the true pioneers in this industry. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.